So sorry about that, forgot to hit the record button. So there, I'll do that real quick. And I'll come back and just do an overview. So again, I pulled up my HostGator. Originally, I pulled up my PLR, found the article, chose to write about health today, health and wellness in general, found the article, downloaded the article into a Word document, cleaned it up the way I wanted it to appear, you know, with my bold and whether I wanted bullets, that sort of thing. Then I pasted it right over into my HostGator builder, website builder. And this is the back of the house. This is how I posted it in there. I created these three words at the bottom. And then I actually pulled up right here the actual websites that I wanted to link to. I highlighted it, copy and pasted the link of each of these right under the correct word. And then I saved the post. Don't forget to save your post. And so once you do all of that, then you can actually go to, just to double check, I like to open up a whole new window and type in my actual blog URL and have it come up just the way one of my readers might find it. And so here is the freestyleliving.net. And it's spooling here, getting ready to come up. And it's trying. Hello. It came up before. I showed it to you. But now it's struggling to come up, it looks like. Yep, it doesn't want to come up. Could be I have two. Oh, here it is. I have too many windows open. So anyway, once it comes up, this is the way your readers are going to see it. So once you know that you have it the way you want it in the back of the house, in your HostGator website builder, and you have your links in place the way you want your links. And again, it's taking some time to load here. And once it comes up, bear with me. This is then the link that you're going to highlight and post across your social media. Once you see the finished product and you know it's the way you want to see it, then here it is. Then here is the article. And so I can click on the article and you see here, this takes you just to the blog site at large. It gets all your articles. But if you open up an actual article, you see how the URL changes. It changes just to that article. And so once you open up the article, now you can read the whole article and you can actually see the links and they're highlighted just the way they are once you hide your link underneath the words. And at that point, this now is the URL that you're going to put across your social media. And so you copy that. And I'm really getting a lot of windows open here. And I'll just show you on my Facebook. This is going to be your final step. So again, PLR, find your article or write your article, whatever you want to do there. And then put it over into your HostGator, add your picture, add your tags, add your links. And then once you determine that everything is totally the way you want it, you're ready to post it. And so now when I say what's on your mind, the first thing I'm going to do is there's the article. I do that first and make sure that it comes up. See, and there it is. Now, I want to make this a little more user-friendly, so I click right at the beginning, give myself a little bit of space. See, so now I can type right here. And now what I like to do is I like to go back to the article, and here's where I can highlight this. 6 easy ways to be kinder to yourself. And some of the most generous, caring, and wonderful people in the world forget. I'll do a little cliffhanger right in the middle, copy that in the middle of the sentence and put that at the beginning. Now, it always spaces it out kind of funky. So I come back and shorten this up a little bit. And then after the word forget, 3 little dots to show it's a cliffhanger. And then this is just my signature. For those of you that follow me on social media, you realize that I always put little hearts at the end of all my posts. And so once I do a little heart there, then I'm going to tag it. This is a different tag than the way you tagged your blog post. This is how you're going to tag your social media. I want people to tap into my fit as a fiddle. So I'm going to tag it my fit as a fiddle plus. See, so that's how I like to tag. And another tag that I've been using on all of mine is my freestyle living. So there's my two tags. So now if somebody just Googles fit as a fiddle, all of my fit as a fiddle posts will come up, all of my freestyle living posts will come up, and then I'm ready to post that one. So now I can post it, and now what I've done is I've, see right here, people are like, what? They forget what? So it makes people want to click on this to go see what the rest of that sentence is. Okay. Now, once I do this, now I can go to my phone. I like to do my work on my computer when I first go to PLR, because I want to see the bigger screen. So when I go to PLR and find my article, when I go find my free picture, when I go to my HostGator website builder and I put it in there and I clean it up the way I want it, and then I open up all my other tabs and do all my links, and then I go post it over into Facebook. I do all of that on my desktop or laptop because I've got the keyboard, I've got a bigger screen, I can see, you know, how it's going to look. Once I do that, I switch to my phone, because once I have it posted there, then I can come on my phone and I can go, and if you remember, and I see it's glaring there, I was trying to turn it so it didn't glare. I've got all of my social media under one little icon. I can open up my social media. There's all my different social medias. I can go right to my Facebook and to my own profile. And this is just exactly the way it shows on my computer. And right there is my post on my Facebook. So now all I have to do is I can hold my finger down there and copy that text. And now I can just go over to all of my other social media, my Instagram, my LinkedIn, my Twitter, my Pinterest, and I can now just paste, 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 paste. And all of a sudden it's totally across all my social media. So I can do the whole thing from start to finish in about a half an hour. That's finding the post or writing the post, putting it over into my HostGator web builder, doing my links, copying, pasting that over into my Facebook, and then going to my phone and picking up that post and sharing it across my Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Pinterest. Now, I just came from a conference this weekend, and one of the questions, because we had a TikTok girl there, one of the questions that one of the attendees asked is they said, what about these programs that you can kind of connect to where you just do your post there and then it puts it out across all your social media? And there are like Hootsuite and there's several of them out there that do that. And she said she does not recommend it for a new business because she said all of these social media sites, they do not push those automated posts as much as they do the grassroots type posts, ones that you post directly on. So I've discovered that it only takes a second once I get, and pick which platform you like. Some people like Instagram better. Some people like Facebook better, whichever one you're more comfortable with. Once you get your post made and posted where it shows, then to copy it and paste it over to a different social media site is so easy because, you know, I laugh all the time. I go, you know, I open it up and whatever I do, I hold my finger down and copy. And I always joke and say, okay, now it's on the end of my finger. So now I can go over to the other sites and I can paste, 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 paste. I don't have to turn around and copy again. I just paste across the rest of the social media. So my point in all of that is it becomes organic grassroots posting for me. It is not done. It's not automated. It's, you know, it's not done by some third party application like Hootsuite. Does that make sense? And so she said, if you're just starting out, she said, just take the extra couple of minutes and just share it yourself across your social media. But you have to get into a rhythm. Yeah, you have to get into a rhythm and a system that works for you.
that
So again, if I'm going to blog and share my blog, I'll you don't have to have your computer, but for me, I have to have my laptop because I don't want to try to write a blog post with one finger, or the two thumb method on my phone. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to have to try to type out a whole blog post on my cell phone. And so for me, I definitely want to do it on my computer where I've got the keyboard. I can see what I'm doing. I can open up all the different windows, and then now, and oftentimes I start with all my windows opened up before I even start looking. I'll open up PLR. I'll open up HostGator. I'll open up my website. I'll open up my Teachable site. I'll open up my Facebook. I'll open all of that up so I have all of it. And once I get the blog post, the one that I want to use, or if I'm just going to type directly into HostGator, once I get that done, it's easy for me to just flip to another window and highlight that URL and paste and highlight and paste under those links. And I don't have to really leave what I'm doing because all of it's been opened up ahead of time. And that just is a faster way for me to just go right down. Plus, I don't forget. I go right down the row and go, oh, yeah, I need to link this. I need to link that. I need to link the third, the calendar. Then I need to post it over into Facebook. And then if I run out of time and have to run out the door, that's okay because see, I'm done. It's all here on Facebook. So now if we're going somewhere and Mark's going to do the driving, then I can then open up my Facebook and copy that and paste it across my social media while we're on our way somewhere if I'm short on time. And so that works for me. And that's an easy way for me to get my posting done and to be consistent, because the number one key now that we're blogging is to totally be consistent so that people start to see your postings. And again, I try to keep in line. At first, I had this whole big calendar, and on this month I was going to post about health, and on this month I was going to post about passive income, and on another month I was going to post about bed and breakfast. And so finally, I've realized that I have an audience in all those lanes because they're all about health and passive income. So I have an audience in all those lanes. So now, I thought, how can I simplify this where I'm not thinking, oh, when was the last time I posted about that? And when should I post about it again? And I don't want to have too many posts together on one subject. I want to spread it out on all my topics. And so I've discovered that if I post to go along with whatever meetup I'm doing, because I do about three meetups a week, that has me posting a blog about three meetups or three times a week. And that has me doing my different topics as my topics are coming up. And so that seems to work really well for me. So I want to turn it over to you guys. And I want, number one, I want to ask, do you have an actual blog post that you would like to share? I'll click on my share screen here. So Sally, do you have one that you'd like to share with us today?
Sure. I think
Perfect.
you've seen it already, though.
Okay, that's fine.
I've got to get down to, I'm scrolling down my screen so I get the pop-up for Gmail. Oh, there we go. I don't see it. Shoot.
Now, are you looking on your website or on your HostGator?
I'm looking on my blog site.
On your blog site. Okay. So you're looking
Sorry, I
for.
had a call.
No, I get it. Not a problem.
Okay. What are we
Here we
doing?
go. Sally's going to share her screen and show us her latest blog.
And this is about the Christmas markets.
Yes, I love that. I that would be amazing to be shopping for Christmas presents. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Look at all her tags. It's great. Her blog post comes up. It looks great. It her theme goes with traveling, with the mermaid theme. Her last three, I think three blog shows there. And mm-hmm. then her current, yeah, her last three is right there on the right-hand side. And then you can see her current one is there on the left-hand side. She's got a great picture, a great title, and the blog itself. Now, did you, and you have links. So your links yep. at the bottom.
Yes.
Is your website. And what is the other one? Contact?
Yeah.
Okay. And those take you to your homepage on your website and to your contact page on your website. Am I correct?
No, I can't get to the contact page on my website. It's just my Gmail. I mean,
okay,
my email
okay.
account.
Oh, so it's the way that they can contact you. Okay. By your email. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. My contact page is right here on my website.
Right. I remember that now. It's on your homepage. So if they went to your homepage, they could contact you there or send mm-hmm. you an email. Okay.
And I've gotten several contacts through okay. there. So
I love it. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where my... I'm stopping. I'm going to stop share because I okay. got out of it.
Okay. But anyway, great job, Sally. Great, great, great. Now, and you've already posted that out across your social media. That was last week.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I've seen those. Yes. And I tried to comment on all of them more than just do a like. I've tried to go back and actually make a comment like sounds great. Looks good. I've tried to make a comment so that it boosts your viewership. Yes.
Did you have a question, Debbie?
Yeah. I don't know if you've run into this, but for me personally, I was having trouble reading the tags without getting right on it.
It's harder when you share a screen inside the Zoom call. It's easier to see if you're just pulling up her website.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, it's easier to read.
Mm-hmm. And it's mermaidtravel.tour.
My website, my blog site, it's embracetheunexpected.net.
Right. Right. Okay.
Now, I do have a question. If you go to your website, do you have a way that folks can click over onto the blog page?
No, I don't. I have to work on that.
Okay. Because what I did on mine, again, just to kind of give you an idea, and I think I've still got my calendar pulled up here. So if you go back to my home, here's my menus. So instead of having across the top of my page, the different pages, mine is kind of hidden under mm-hmm. this little hamburger here. Because again, my website is set up the story brand by Don Miller. And he says he didn't want to give, his theory is don't give your viewers too many choices. And so the only choice I give my viewers is to schedule this free strategy session. So they don't see a menu across here on purpose. My website is set up with this little hamburger, what is what we call it, hiding my menu, but you can get to it there. And then here is my work with me, my pricing, my giving back, if you need a speaker, the calendar of events. But here I've got a blog page. Now, when you click on my blog page, which would be normally just a note in your menu bar, what I did in my setup, and see, it takes it directly out to my HostGator homepage, my blog. It allows me to hide that page, and I just strictly link. And my website is built inside of VistaPrint. And VistaPrint had a plugin that says I could add a page, but make it a link instead of a page. So instead of my viewers going to a page and then they have to scroll down and find a link, it just, when they click on it, it just links straight out to my blog site. So those are the two ways that you can send people over to your blog site. It's by sending them to a link first on that page. And I don't know, let's see, I'm going to look and see if I have a link. Yeah, I do, under my resources. When you click on resources, it doesn't send you outside of Vista. It sends you right to another page in my Vista website called resources. And then I put the links. And that's another way, if you don't have a plugin on your original website to go straight to your blog, you could have a blog page called blog, like this one's called resources. You could have one that's called blog that then in this top of the fold, you could have click here for great articles or great blogs to read or however you want to word that. So you could actually link it to two different ways. Depends on whether your website has that plugin to bypass that page or whether you have to land on that page and then click. Does that make sense? I hope I explained that correctly. I'm looking to see if there was another one. Okay, the giving back one is another one. I don't send it directly out to B1G1. I have you land on a page first, and then I have where you can visit the link of B1G1, and then it takes you out to that other site. I don't have this one bypassing the page. It's a landing page first. So I guess that's a better way to say it. You can have a blog landing page and then link it out to your blog, or you can just go straight out to the blog, depending if your website builder has that option to have that plugin. Again, with my calendar of events, I put you on the landing page first. But on this case, instead of linking you out to the calendar, I found a plugin where I could embed the calendar embed code to make the actual calendar open up right here on my landing page. So that is yet a third plugin. So you have a landing page link, you have to bypass your landing page, or you have a landing page embed code. Questions? Or are you thinking? Debbie looks like she's thinking.
Well, you explain it very clearly. But I guess just getting in there and doing it.
Yeah, this is one of those things where it doesn't make sense until you get in there and look and see what your website has. And then you go, okay, I remember Kathy talking about this, but now how do I find it? You know, how do I find what I'm supposed to do here? So Sally knows how to link because she is already linking in and out of her website and her blog post. So when in doubt, just link it. Just create a landing page and create a button on your landing page and just link it. And you link it the same way that I linked those phrases at the bottom of my blog. You're going to highlight your button and then it'll say, you know, the little menu will come up and it'll say, where do you want to send them? And you click URL and put in your blog post URL and just link them right out of that blog landing page right over to your blog. And one of the things that I did on my homepage, and again, I bypassed it on, and let me find my homepage here. I bypassed it on my homepage even, and I'll, but my homepage, I kind of gave a little explanation first. So you might do something like this on your landing page. It's loading, it's catching up here. But when I scroll all the way down on my homepage, and again, my homepage is kind of set up like a funnel. When I get down to my blog, Freestyle Living, your landing page for blogging might look like. If I could not have under that hamburger menu, when you click on blog, go straight to my blog. If I couldn't have done that and had to link it, I might have made a page that looks like this. Do you want to read some blogs to help you get started? You know, and then a little paragraph about what you're doing, and then articles to help you get started, or click here to go to my blogs, or whatever you want to write on the button. And so your landing page might look like something like this for blogging, if that makes sense. Now, what I did is I've just recently added the podcast. This is brand new. And I've just added my podcast. And so again, I this might be what my landing page looks like. I have a note in my to-do list to add a podcast page. So if somebody does not scroll down my homepage to get to this and they go to the little hamburger at the top, there's going to be a thing that says podcast that they can click on and go straight out to the podcast. And I haven't done my page yet. I made a little note, but I did add it to my homepage. And so here, episodes to get you started. And when you click on that, it takes you directly out to my podcast, which I'm using Audioboom, which you can see right here. And I did the same thing on my podcast that I did on my blog post, is I put the actual link on the homepage to go directly to the other website. It does not go to a landing page first. But I do need to add a link like that in my menu in case someone doesn't scroll down my homepage. And I'll show you that. So I'll go back to my website. And so when you go clear to the top where the little hamburger button is and you click on that, see, there's nothing here that says podcast. So people that know that that little hamburger is a menu, they're going to go, oh, I want Kathy's podcast. And they're going to go here and go, I don't see her podcast. They may not scroll that far down the homepage. So under this blog, I need to add a podcast page. But again, just like my blog, I'm going to bypass the landing page and take them straight out to the actual blog post. The podcast post, I mean. I'm going to take them straight there. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, now I was looking. Here it is. Nope, that's my blog. I must have gotten out of it. So we'll go back home. Because see, if I can count on them to scroll down the page, but if somebody's busy and they go, hey, I heard Kathy had this podcast and I just want to listen to that podcast, they're not going to sit here and wait for all of this to load and go, man, I don't see a podcast. And they're going to get about this far and they're going to abort. They're going to go, oh, it must not be here. So that's why I've got to get that podcast also in my little hamburger. But see, here it is. And once you get to it and click on the button, it takes you then directly to the Audioboom. And so there it is. And here,
is there something that's preventing you from putting it in the hamburger?
Time. I just haven't had time to add. I have to go into my Vistaprint website builder. I have to add a page. I have to name it podcast. I have to then position it where I want it in the order that I want it, so that it matches my home page, you know.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
And then I have to embed the link, and this is the link right here that I'm going to embed right into that hidden page, so that when they click on it, it simply bypasses the landing page and comes right here. Now, because I have made it very clear they're on the right page, you see what I did here? I actually made the banner say Freestyle Living Podcast. I didn't want them to land here and think, is this her videos? Because the thumbnail looks like a thumbnail. You don't know whether. So I made it clear that they were on the podcast page. Make it super simple. And now when you come down, I've got 19 podcasts posted here. I've had 691 listens already.
Jeez.
Can you believe that? I just did this.
Holy cow.
So there you go. So that's the whole point. So I have to go back and because this comes right after the calendar.
Yeah.
Then it's the podcast and it comes right before the blog. So it's between the calendar and the blog. So when I add the page on my Vistaprint on my little hamburger, it's going to go right here between the calendar and the blog. But when I click to add a page, it'll pop it on the bottom. And so then I'm going to have to click on it and scoot it up to where it ends up between the calendar and the blog, because that's where it comes on my homepage. And I want this order to be the same order as the homepage.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
And so again, see, I put blog, Freestyle Living. I'm going to put podcast, Freestyle Living is how I'm going to name it. Because I want them to see this as the blog. I want them to see the podcast. I want them to see, here's the Simply Start calendar of events. I want it to be named the same as what I name it here on the menu, so that they're not confused. I want them, when they click over, to not feel like I've taken them to a totally different company. I want them to feel like they're on the same. So you notice when you go to my homepage, you notice that my colors are the red and, okay, I got to let it load again. Sorry about that. You'll notice that my colors are the red and some grays and this tannish color. And so when you go to my podcast, see, I try to keep some of the colors the same. But when I get into the episodes, I'm branding these. These will match my academy. And see here, Debbie, you'll recognize this one. Yeah. See, because this one is the same thumbnail as that we're using on the Zoom videos.
Right.
Because I want the branding to be there. But I'm using some of the same colors when I get into these. And again, see how I'm using on the blogging, I'm using the same reds. And I'm trying to keep the branding going so that they don't feel like they've dumped out into a whole different company. I want them to feel like they're still with me. They're still on the right page, on the right site, getting the right information. And that's why they call it building a website, because it is literally like building blocks. You're gonna build your homepage, then you're gonna build the contact me page, and then you're gonna, you know, build the work with me page, and then you're gonna start building your product pages. And again, in that Build a Better Business program that we're all going through, once you have your VPS, you know what you're doing for whom. And once you then have your story, which is your cornerstone, everything has to do with your story. And then once you start working on your offers, after that, you're ready to start marketing and your podcasting, your blogging, your social media, your speaking gigs. Those are all marketing. Those are all marketing just to point people back to your products. That's why at the end of your blog, you want to point them back to your products. You want to point them back to the website, to the calendar, to the academy. See, I'm pointing them back to my products because that's the whole point of the blog, is to advertise the products. It's kind of a soft sell. Because they're getting value in the blog post. And if they don't do anything, they've gotten value from you. And if they want to learn more, at the click of a button, you've put them right into your products.
Okay.
So Debbie, do you have a blog to share?
I actually have been constructing, but it's not anywhere that I can share.
Okay, now where do you build your blog post itself? Are you doing it in a Word document?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have, because there for a while, you were just kind of doing these great posts on Facebook. Did you also copy and paste those into a Word document, or do you just do them organically right in Facebook?
No, actually, some of them I did do on Word.
Okay.
That I thought would be wordy so that I could put it over that way.
Okay. So, well, if I could encourage you to go back through your Facebook, and while you're on your computer, go back to your Facebook and highlight some of those with your mouse and copy and paste some of those backwards over into Word. Because remember when Facebook and Instagram went down a week or so ago?
Yeah,
you don't want to lose your posts. You don't want to lose. Some of those were great posts, some great pictures. You can go right it back into Facebook and scroll backwards in your thread and copy and paste some of those the other direction over into a Word document and save some of those pictures. If you have them on your phone and you shared the picture, you might want to then put the picture back over into your photo gallery in your computer. And so now, and you might even put it all under, maybe start each, when you save it, start each one with the word blog. And that way, you know, oh, here's all the different blog posts that I've saved.
Oh,
So then when you're ready, you can take them the other direction over into HostGator.
Okay. That sounds like a good plan, actually.
Because what's going to happen... It
sounds easier.
Well, what's going to happen is you're going to already have a ton of blog posts ready to go All you got to do is pop them back over into HostGator and publish them.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it was last week. Well, either way, it was this month. We were talking as a group, and I came up with I remembered something that I need to show how it began. In other words, I'm looking for my photos from when I first bought the land.
Okay.
So they could see that. And then a picture now and see how the garden was. You know, it would get, I think, personally, would give them a sense of the progress that has gone on.
I like that. It's like when Sally did the introduction about her, and she did it in a couple of different blog posts, you know, about once upon a time, and now here's how she's sharing with the world. And you can do the same thing. Once upon a time, here's when you began, and now here's how you want to share it with the world. So I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
And that would be a great way to launch your blog.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be a great way to launch your blog.
So that's what I'm working on.
Okay. I like it. I like it. Now, are there any questions about what we talked about today? I covered a lot of information and I know some of it was repetitive, but sometimes you kind of have to see it in action for it to finally make sense. You're like, okay, I like where it ended up, but how in the world did she get from there to here or from here to there? And so it, sometimes the repetitiveness is, I know it is for me, to see somebody say, I actually click here and I highlight this and then I you know, I paste it over there and I'm like, oh, so, okay, now I get it. And so that's what helped me the most when I went through BAE with Nikki. That's what really helped me the most was actually seeing her in the programs, cutting and pasting and copying. And it's kind of like, oh, there's no rocket science to this. You just have to roll up your sleeves. And after you do it two or three times, you're like, why did I make that so hard? But I did.
Blogging is a lot more fun now instead of stressful. So.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I discovered the same thing. Yes. But it was the same way. I was trying to build my original website and I just was like, could somebody just like do this for me and just tell me when they're done with it? But I knew that wasn't going to be the answer because anytime I wanted to grow in my business, I was going to be dependent upon that person to come back and update whatever changes I wanted. And I didn't want to be tied to that. I didn't want to be not only time-wise, but financially, I didn't want to be tied to where I had to pay somebody to come in and change a paragraph when I wanted to change it. And so I'm much better off learning how to do it. So now, because like adding a podcast, I would, you know how much that would have cost if I would have told somebody, I need you to create a podcast, set up the platform, add it to my website. But, you know, that would have been a couple thousand dollars. And I can do it and it doesn't cost me anything. I mean, it cost me some time, but now once I do it and I have that now in my wheelhouse of how to do that, there isn't anything that I can't add to my website. I now know how to do it. I've figured it out. And that's what I want for you gals, so that no matter what you want to add or how you want to pivot your business, you're not at the mercy of someone else's time and money. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it worth doing, you know?
Yeah. And also, you're talking about seeing the process in as you go along, but it's also how many times you hear it before all of a sudden the light bulb goes off and say, Oh yeah.
I went through a whole year of BAE and I thought, well, that was a lot of great information, but nothing grew in my world. It was just like information that kind of went through. And I thought,
overload. Okay.
And I thought that's good stuff, but I didn't physically do anything with it. And it wasn't until I went through it a second time that it made sense. And what made sense for me was when I got on a call like this and Nikki shared her screen and she started copying and pasting and moving. And then I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. I get it. I had to see it. Now I get it. Yeah. And it was everything that I watched on a video, But actually watching her, and then something wouldn't work and she would say, oh, hold on, that didn't work. And it kind of reassured me that I'm not doing anything wrong. It, you know, that button didn't work for her either. And she's the one teaching this stuff and it didn't work for her either. So, okay, that's a normal process, is to then have to reload that side or do whatever. And it was how she could troubleshoot when she had a problem is what really made a difference for me. Because then she would be maybe showing someone how to upload something and it wouldn't upload. And she would say, refresh your screen. And I'm thinking, yeah, I always forget to refresh my screen. When something doesn't work, I get frustrated and I keep trying it over and over and over. And maybe all I need to do is refresh my screen. And so just seeing how she would troubleshoot some of the problems people were having made a huge difference to me on finally thinking, you know what, I have to just, you know, just settle in, refresh my screen, just, you know, if it doesn't work, reboot, start over. And sometimes that's all it takes. That's what really made a difference for me. So anyway, I'm excited about all of that. Anyway, I love that, Sally, that you're out there blogging and you're posting and you're getting word out and people are starting to notice, and I'm seeing where you're getting comments and likes. And so, yes, I love that. I love that. And that's part of your marketing. And so have you thought, and I know this is the blogging lane, but have you thought anymore about speaking or podcasting? I know you've done some talks and you've done some wonderful ones, so that's great. Have you thought about doing any kind of a podcast?
Just, you know, it flips in my brain and it's right out.
Okay. Now, the easiest podcast, and I'll just share that with both of you, is to simply do a Zoom meetup. And in Zoom, if you click, like I did here, I forgot at the beginning, but like I did where I started recording, in Zoom, once I'm done, it will spool and then it'll show up right in the back of the house in Zoom that I had this Zoom meeting will now be ready, that I can now do something with the link and the embed code. They'll both be there. So what I do is I open up my tabs across the top of my screen. I open up my Zoom. Then I open up my Vimeo, which is where I want to save my audio or my videos. And then it occurred to me, with all of these hacks that are going on, and Vimeo got a little bit of a hack. They got blackmailed by whomever that they were going to take down the whole Vimeo site unless they paid, I don't know, $1.2 million or something. Vimeo decided to pay it, as the article that I read. Now, I don't know that, the details, but some companies have decided not to pay it. Well, it occurred to me that I probably should have my videos somewhere besides Vimeo, just as a backup. And so I already had a YouTube channel, but I had never used it. And so I open up my Zoom, then I open up my Vimeo, then I open up my YouTube, and then I open up my Audio Boom, which is audio only. Now I go back to my Zoom, and once that has totally loaded, the call is over and the recording is there, I simply click on the link and scoot it over to Vimeo and drop it. I click on the link, scoot it over to YouTube and drop it. I click on just the audio version because Zoom automatically separates them. I click on just the audio version and scoot it over to Audio Boom and drop it. And then I walk away and go have a cup of coffee, maybe have dinner with Mark. And by the time I come back, all of that, because it has to play through the video to load. So don't get anxious when you're loading videos or audio, because your computer has to play through it to load it. It's not like a picture where you click on it and boom, the picture's there. You have to let it load. So I go have a cup of coffee or have dinner with Mark or whatever. And when I come back, yes, Debbie, bless you. When I come back, oh, there it is. Bless you. When I come back, those three things have loaded: Vimeo, YouTube, and Audio Boom. They have loaded. So then I'm ready to now go into my pictures and find my thumbnail. And now I upload the correct thumbnail over top of those.
Do you have to wait for each one to do it? Or is it like when you said you dropped in all three or four places.
It's and loading.
They download all at the same time.
They can load at the same time because they're loading into different clouds. It's loading okay. into the Vimeo cloud and the YouTube cloud and the Audioboom cloud. It's loading into a different cloud each time, but you do have to have enough room on your computer. And I won't get into to computer technology because I really don't know, but you have RAM and ROM and your hard drive has so much space, but then to open programs and to move around, you have so much space. And if you don't have enough space there, you might have to upload one at a time and let it totally load and okay. then open up YouTube and let it totally load. I've discovered that my laptop has enough space in that part of the computer that I can scoot those three at the same time. And then just, but I have to go do something for an hour because okay. I have to let all of it play through to get loaded. And then when I come back and all three shows that loading has been completed, then all I do is add the thumbnail.
So you can use Zoom as like a practice platform.
Absolutely. Because you know what? You can record something and play. And if you don't like it, erase it. You don't have to upload it into anything. You know, just play it back and watch yourself. And if you go, oh, that wasn't very good. I'm not using that. Then just erase it. Start over.
Interesting.
Now, the one thing that I am doing, and I'm going to say it right here, if you're listening and you don't see the sharing of the screen, just know that you can go over to Vimeo or YouTube and find the exact same recording with the video portion if you're just listening in on Audioboom.
Okay.
And I say that in the recordings. So anyway, tonight I'm going to do an interview because here is a great way to build content for whatever it is that you're doing. Interview the people, help somebody else, and by helping them, it helps you. I'm going to interview a gal tonight on our Fit as a Fiddle Plus that has her own business, her own health coaching business. I am going to interview her. I'm going to highlight her. I'm going to point the spotlight on her. But that video now becomes content for my Fit as a Fiddle Plus because there is enough room in the world for everyone. So be generous, highlight someone else. And when you highlight someone else, it highlights you as a giver. So whatever connection you have, highlight somebody else in your lane. That's in your lane. Like Sally could, she could interview a restaurant owner or a small shop owner that's in an area where they have bus tours or whatever. Sally could start interviewing and those people could be on her podcast and they could do it on Zoom. They don't have to physically drive here. It could be someplace that she's visited that she loved. And she might call someone up and say, hey, I'd like to interview you on my podcast. I have a travel podcast and I'd like to interview on my podcast to let people know that you exist, to help people find you. Well, in turn, now what she's doing is she is borrowing that person's audience because that person is going to get all excited. They're going to tell all their friends. They're going to tell all their fans. They're going to tell their whole downline that they're getting interviewed. And so now all of a sudden, when Sally comes on and introduces herself as Mermaid Travel, and today I'm going to interview Susie for this restaurant or this shop, all of a sudden Sally has borrowed Susie's platform because now all of Susie's people know Sally. That didn't know Sally before.
What a great idea.
So what you're doing, instead of just trying to create your own platform, you're going to borrow someone else's platform. So tonight, when Rita and I interview Suzaida on our Fit as a Fiddle, Suzaida is bringing her entire audience to hear this interview because she wants people to connect with her. But what's going to happen is now all of her audience is going to get to know me and Rita. Because our format is that I do an intro for 10 or 15 minutes about my products and services. I show them my Kathy Benner International Academy. I show them that we've got the free meetups, that we've got the course, that we have the mastermind, and here's how to connect with me. And then Rita gets to introduce herself as my Comod, and she gets to say, here's her products and her website and how to connect with her. And then tonight we're going to introduce Suzida. And then we ask Suzida a series of 10 questions. Remember the whole media kit thing we talk about in the Build a Better Business. And so we go through the 10 questions, which Suzida has already sent me her media kit with her 10 questions and her picture and her bio, which I've already posted out across my social media. She has already posted it out across all of her social media. And so now when we interview her tonight, all I do is just go down the list and ask the questions. And then at the end, she gets to share her products and services and her website. And then I have recorded that. So now that becomes a Vimeo, a YouTube, and an audio boom. I have now filled 3 spots of content by shining a spotlight on Suzida. And I've tripled my audience because now by having a co-mod, Rita is bringing her tribe to hear it. I'm bringing mine and Suzida is bringing hers. And so now all of a sudden, all 3 of us have tripled our viewership and our listeners. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Start thinking outside the box. Start thinking, who can you interview on a podcast? And you only need to do it once a month. You don't have to do it weekly. I'm doing the Fit as a Fiddle Plus once a month. But over a year's time, I'm going to have 12 videos, 12 chapters in my course, because I'm going to write a chapter after each one, because now I'm going to take Suzida's content and I'm going to turn that into a chapter. So now I'm going to have the videos, the audios, a chapter, and in 12 months, I'm going to have 12 chapters of my course, and I'm going to have 12 months worth of videos and audios on my platform.
And I can share these.
Absolutely. Once.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So when you do my interview on the 27th, then because this month and next month I have shared podcasts and so on, even just on Facebook or LinkedIn, then sure. I can bring people in.
Yes.
Just as easy.
Because here's my folder, here's my speakers, and I did Elia in September. That was our very first one. I'm doing Suzida tonight. I have a gal named Laura Bender on November 22nd, and then Debbie, I have you December 27th. And so those are my speakers so far, and I haven't added anybody into the new year yet, but I just added my dates to my Zoom to go all the way through 2022. That fourth Monday of the month. And so now I'll start adding speakers and it's anything that has to do with being fit as a fiddle. It has anything to do with health and wellness.
So the questions you listed on that email, which I printed off, are kind of generic questions, how you can build your questions.
Correct. Right? It's just an example for you. But if you don't create your own media kit, then at least the person knows kind of where I'm going to go with my questioning.
Right.
If they don't have a media kit. But again, for you, I'm recommending my girls to have a media kit. So when somebody wants to interview you, you can lead the conversation where you want it to go.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what the media kit is for. It's so that you control the interview, not the interviewer.
Yes.
And that's why a media kit is so important. So you're seeing how the whole thing is coming together now. And it's so much information. There's no way you could sit through a 1-2 hour, Zoom call and get all of this on how to build a better business or how to blog or how to do podcasts or public speaking or media kits. It's a process. And again, that's why they call it where you're building your business. That's why I liken that whole program to build a better business, because you're building it block by block. And it's a process, and you're not going to get it all in one episode. There's way too much information. But if you build a good foundation, of the cornerstone being your story. And that's why I use the word cornerstone. It's like the cornerstone of a building. It's like the weight of the building rests on the cornerstone. The weight of your business rests on your story. That's what makes people want to buy from you. Your storytelling is your marketing. That's what makes people want to buy from you. When I say I was a single mom, I had no money, you know, and now I want to show you how to have passive income, folks are like, I bet she can. Because, you know, she pulled herself up by her bootstraps and didn't have any, and she's figured it out. So yeah, that's the person I want to connect with if I need to learn how to have passive income. So you see where your story becomes your cornerstone of your entire business. People want to connect with you because they know that you know.
Okay.
Make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Now, a question on a side note a little bit. I am adding some co-mods. I am also adding some leadership ambassadors into my program. That's the next step for me. That's the next level that I'm going to in my business. And so of the lanes that we have, which is build a better business, blogging, writing from anywhere in the world, you know, all the different lanes that I have, I want to just ask you gals, which one, if you could pick one, which one resonates more with you than another? And I'm going to go to my, well, let's go to the Academy because it shows a little better. Of course, I've clicked on two now, so my computer's like, don't confuse me.
Kathy, what was the first word you used besides...
I'm going to do a co-mod, a co-moderator, because you're moderating the calls and the Zoom calls and the courses and whatever. So here is a perfect example. Can you see my screen? Here's yes. A perfect example. Rita Brewer is my co-moderator of my free meetup, Fit as a Fiddle Plus. In the health lane, Rita Brewer and I are co-modding. We're doing the free call together. Now, from there, she's got her own course and her own mastermind. And then I have a course and a mastermind on my platform, which you see here. But she, and let me just get rid of that, but she is my co-mod on the free one. And so if for some reason I was sick or I was traveling or for some reason I could not show up for a free call, because remember, consistency is the key. And I don't want to start moving stuff around a lot. Like today, I moved around this one so I could do my airport runs, and Estella couldn't come because she already had another commitment at 2:00. And so I don't like moving times around. So Rita is my co-mod for my Fit as a Fiddle. I have the Happy House Hunters group, and I already have lined up who I'm going to invite to be my co-mod there. I have my ins and outs of a B&B. I already have lined up there. We have the Build a Better Business. I have the Newbie Bloggers, Write from Anywhere in the World, Connections Over Coffee, which is also, we're going to tag team giving. So one of the big ways of giving is to create nonprofits. So that's where I'm headed with that. Connections Over Coffee is some nonprofits. And then networking, how to just network with folks. And I already have a co-mod lined up for this one. So what I have open is I need a co-mod for the Connections Over Coffee, the writers, the blogging, and the Build a Better Business. So my question to you gals is, of those four lanes, the business, the blog, the writing, and the Connections Over Coffee, which ones resonates the most with you?
For me, it's blogging and the Connections Over Coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of those two, which one resonates the most with you?
Blogging.
The blogging. Okay. And you are blogging and you're figuring it out. And I love that. So I will make a note of that. And Debbie, which one resonates most with you?
I like the connections over coffee. Is that the one we're talking about with the book?
The RISE, and we're going through the acronym RISE, and then my segue in that one is going to be how to build a nonprofit, how to give back through a nonprofit. Because where I'm headed, ladies, and again, let me share this with you. I think it's important for you to see the vision as well. When you see these three lanes, one of the things that I'm going to finish in the lanes, and under Teachable, I can only do three across, so I'll probably have to have another whole section of this. But where I'm headed for this is I want to have a scholarship in each lane. So anybody that wants to get into the real estate, I already have the scholarship already created for this first lane because of Stephanie passing away in January. And we did the Stephanie Myla Jenkins initiative, which you can see right here. So I already have the real estate licensing to go with this first lane. But each lane will ultimately have its own nonprofit where I'm going to give away a scholarship for somebody to get their website started or somebody to get a blog going or for somebody to publish their first book or for somebody to create their first nonprofit or for somebody to start their first mastermind. So the where I'm headed with that is that each lane that I'm in will eventually have a scholarship program. And so that's my legacy when we talk about legacies, because at someday once I'm gone, I don't know if my Jennifer is, you know, going to be interested in continuing the academy. I don't know that she's even ever sat in on any one of my meetups before. But if I file with the state a nonprofit and have an actual scholarship program, that scholarship program can live on. And so that's where I'm headed. As a legacy is to have a scholarship for each lane. So that's where Connections Over Coffee is going to segue into how to create a nonprofit. So does that one still resonate the most with you, Debbie? You don't have to answer today. You can think about it. I just wanted to talk it out
just,
there.
Just one question.
Sure.
Newbie is second and fourth, and Mastermind is first and third, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And that's Build a Better Business.
And the newbie bloggers, yeah.
You know, I like the Mastermind and the Connections. I'm not sure. That's a tricky one.
Okay.
So
now, and of course you're doing, you know, Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks. So, I would love to get that moved over to your platform, and not because I don't want to host you, but because I think you're going to feel better once you have total ownership of that and that you're doing the process so that you can start building your business around your Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks, because now you can have that as one of your clients.
Okay.
So that's why that's not on my academy, because that's your lane instead of mine. I'm just hosting the platform for you for now.
So the one where Mason has been working on, which one is that?
That's the Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. That's the networking one. And that's where Angela is going to take over in January, and she gets to facilitate five sessions of that one to learn how to do a mastermind. And that is not only doing a mastermind and connecting deeper, but it's also learning how to take your material and do a mastermind in your business.
So is that on the third Friday or the fourth Friday?
I have to look
at the fourth Friday.
Yeah. Thank you, Sally. I have to look at my calendar because I always talk out of turn when I try to guess.
Okay. So that's this Friday.
That is, nope, we had it last Friday because the first was on a Friday. Yeah, we've got five Fridays in this month.
That's right. So we don't have anything on Friday, period.
Nothing this Friday, no.
Okay. So, you know what? That's what confused me. I forgot the first was on a Friday.
This month. Now, when in doubt, you can go right to my website and open up that Simply Start calendar of events. Everything is listed there.
Okay. Which one do you think I would be suited for better?
Well, it's whichever one resonates with you. And when I look at what you're doing with the homesteading and the Melaleuca, which has to do with going green and being healthier and all of those things, I would, and the homesteading is all about organic and healthy. I would think definitely, and again, there's two things that I'm looking for. One is I'm looking for moderator, a co-mod, like Rita is with me. And the other one is for folks to be called an ambassador on the leadership team. And all that does is it just says that if anybody asks you about that particular topic, that you will share your products and services as well as pointing them to mine. And that's all that is. And then I automatically am a leadership ambassador for all of you gals. Anytime anybody asks me about homesteading, I point them to you, or about travel, I point them to Sally. You know, I automatically do that. So that's all the ambassador spot is. So you could be an ambassador for the health lane, because you're actually going to be a speaker there in December.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And again, I hate to put you in as a co-mod just yet, Debbie, because you're already doing your fireside chat with Debbie Marks, and I don't want to get you overloaded where you have these too many commitments.
Okay, that's fine.
So I think maybe an ambassador in the health lane.
Okay, that's perfect with me.
Yeah, and then just keep working on your fireside chat lane. Because your next step would be to host it on your own Zoom instead of on mine. Right. And what that would mean would mean for you to get it set up with your dates, times and dates. And I'd make sure you got it totally set up before I took it off of mine. And then for you to market it across either Meetup, Eventbrite, or Facebook events to market it somehow.
Which, real quick, because it's getting late. One question.
Sure.
Every time you create a meetup, well, so I'm paying for one. Do I have to pay for each one, or do I have the ability of so many fall under the initial one?
I think you can have three separate meetups under each login. So if you've already got a meetup login to get into meetup, I think you can have three different meetups.
Okay. Okay.
You have to then buy another login.
Okay. That's what I was looking for, and I wasn't finding it. So I thought, well, I'm just going to ask you.
Yeah. I think you can have three. So you're doing the fireside chat. If you wanted to do something for Melaleuca and you wanted to do something for your homesteading, that would be your three.
Okay.
But if you wanted to do the fairy garden, see, now you're into number four. So you would have to maybe combine the fairy garden with the homesteading, or combine, you know, you'd have to somehow get it under three different thumbnails.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. Sally, did you have any questions? Are we good?
Yep.
I am excited. I love seeing you guys growing and I see you out there across social media. Sally's got some great things going. She's got some grant money and things that have just fallen into place, and some trips coming up. She's all packed to go tomorrow. And Debbie,
where are you going tomorrow? Frankenmuth.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And Debbie, did you need my website?
Well, I just wanted to make sure it's mermaidtravels.tour.
It's mermaid travel.
Travel.
Dot tours. Okay. S is tours. On the tours. There's no S on travel.
Travel is singular. Tours is plural.
Got it. Yes, that's what I needed to verify. Because I saw the post on Facebook and I went, and then you were reviewing it today, and I just wanted to make sure that I have it logged into my favorites.
Now, come on to Clubhouse, and when you get to share, all you need to learn to do, and this is improvising. If you've ever, you know, been to any improv show, have you ever been to an improv show where they just toss a subject out and the person has to get up and talk about it with no prep?
Ooh.
They do that in Toastmasters. It's called table topics. They just throw a topic and say, Kathy, you're on. Talk about pumpkin pie. And I'm like, what? And I have to get up and talk for 5 minutes with no prep. I have to just off the top of my head talk about that subject. That's improv. And Clubhouse is a perfect place to practice your improv, because what you want to do, and it doesn't matter how good or bad you are, what you want to do when you speak on Clubhouse, when they invite you to come up to speak, there's usually a topic in the room. And the first thing you want to think of is yes, and. So think, yes, I can talk on that topic. And how does it tie in with what I do? Mm-mm. So just think yes, and. Yes, I'm going to talk on that topic. And how does it tie in with what I do? Today, it was Mindset Monday. Yes, I can talk about Mindset Monday. And my name is Sally Sutter, and I change my mindset every time I take a trip. And now you can talk about whatever your upcoming trip is. And for folks that need to just, you know, after all the shut-ins and how to get away and how you can relax and how you can clear your mind and how you can come back, you know, refreshed and how you can, you know, change the way you think and feel about things because you're seeing a different place and you're going with different people and you're meeting new friends. And then she can even segue into, and then folks that maybe felt like they couldn't travel because of their disabilities, and that's what I do. And all of a sudden she talked about Mindset Monday and how it related to what she did. And Debbie, it's the same thing. You know, you can raise your hand that, yeah, you have something to say. And yes, this is Debbie. And what have you had? What do you want to share today? Yes, Mindset Monday is wonderful. And there was a time that I, you know, wasn't taking care of myself and eating healthy. But then I discovered Melaleuca. And I decided to create a whole company called Going Green. And I help folks see how just going green can change their entire mindset about how they take care of themselves and how they're living. And,
boy,
and
I like that.
And I just most recently, you know, launched a whole homesteading blog. And I'm actually showing people how to even now become more organic by canning, and you get to see a real glimpse of how a farm works. Do you know how many people would like fall all over themselves trying to follow you at that point?
No,
your audience would grow exponentially.
Yeah.
It's called you're improvising. You're just, yes, I can speak about that topic and here's how it relates to what I'm doing. And that's okay. All it is.
Okay. I got it. Thank
all
you.
All right. Okay, ladies, jump in on Clubhouse. We're ready to market. You both have great products and services, and we're just ready to get in front of some people. People don't know about you until you tell them.
That's so true.
And your message is important. Your message is important. People need to hear your message. Don't hold it back from everyone. They need you.
Especially now.
They need you. Yes. All right. With that, we're going to go. And I will see you gals on Clubhouse.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye, everybody.